Telling you, bro. What's been happening, bro?
Not too much.
Still hitting more Peggy O's.
Shane Terrio here. Thank you for joining me on the Riff Raff today. Today is part two with my friend Tomo Fujita. Check out part one if you haven't already. Tomo is a fantastic guitar player, professor at Berklee College of Music. He's taught thousands of students, including John Mayer. And what a great guy. You'll hear a bunch of rhythm guitar tips on this one. If you haven't already, check out my new YouTube channel. Getting that going. There's lessons, stuff up there. Also, if you're a fan of the Riff Raff, support the show. Visit my website. I've got some snazzy Riff Raff t-shirts. Got some New Orleans funk guitar books signed and ready to ship. All right. Thanks for the shameless self-promotion. On to the show. Hope you guys enjoy it. Riff Raff.
That's a nice, honest tone. You can't hide behind that sound.
Exactly.
I like that. I wonder if we could play it. That's why I've never wanted to do podcasts on, but it's wonderful, man. You sound so good, Tomo.
Thank you, too.
We should have just started.
Special thing. You have a special thing. It's great.
Right. We were talking about...
Steve Jordan. A little bit tricky part was there. Because first I talked to Steve, right? And I said, I want to do it. And then he said, okay. You know, he's a big guy. So then he said, now you talk to my manager. So I emailed manager. You know, he wanted to do it, and this is my budget. Yeah, I didn't ask, you know, Steve yet, but Steve said, oh yeah, it's close to my manager.
Right.
So my budget wasn't really like, you know, like what he gets.
Like
normally.
Rolling Stones money, yeah.
Exactly, not Rolling Stone money, because my budget is like, you know, three kids, and I have a wife and a house and everything. So that little bit, I mean, trying to pay as much as I can, but just a little tight, right? So the manager says, you know, oh, you know, everybody dream like that with that money. You know, you can't do that. Nicely, he said, you know, everybody want to do like that, but you can't do that, you know. And I was very disappointed. He said he can do it, but the manager said, no, oh, shit, you know. But then the result, I want to just make sure tell Steve. So I email Steve. So I've been working this many years, you know, I have kids, I have a wife, I have, you know, this, and this is how much I can come up, you know, honestly. Of course, if I have more money, I will give it to you, but just this is how much. But your manager says, no, so sorry, we can't do it. And he emailed back, says, oh, actually, he called me, or emailed back, texted me back, you should have told me. I can't say it like that, you know, from the beginning, you know? So yeah. And he said, I'll do it. And I talked to the manager. Manager said, I don't take anything. Give it to him, all cash, you know? And it worked.
Oh, that's great. That's good to hear. I've met Steve Jordan a few times. He's a nice guy.
Nice guy.
But, you know, the something that listeners might appreciate hearing from real world, like managers.
Real world, yeah.
You always have to go through a manager. And that's just the way it is.
Yes.
Even though I might be friends with a singer, that, you know, I won't mention names if I ask them to do something. It's more than just a courteous. It is a lot about courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through a manager because they really get pissed off if you go behind their back. And sometimes the artist may want to do it, but they have to go through their manager. That's the deal they made.
That's the deal, exactly.
You know, people ask me all the time, hey, can you call so-and-so or this or that, or you know this person a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, but you can call their manager. I can't. I've gotten screamed at by managers, you know. You should have them call me. There's a lesson right there. But that's cool because anything is possible, man. I mean, I've heard other stories when you try to get your heroes on things.
Yeah, so this is a story like I want to tell to people. Well, you know, you have to really tell how much your budget and all that. But, you know, big guys, usually you have to go through manager. The manager said no, then, you know, just back to the, you know, artist and just, this is what happened and this is how much I can do, you know, this is my situation. Really, you know, honestly, just tell everything. Then that's final decision on the artist and manager. They discuss and, okay, this one just a little different, you know? And that's how what happened. But normal situation, they can't do it. Mm. I understand.
Yeah. You know? Well, if Keith Richards was going to call him up, then he'd be like, come on, I need money. You know, I need more money. You know, it's sometimes I think guys like in that caliber, I'm not in that caliber of income, you know, but I've worked with people like that. I know people like that. And sometimes I think they just price themselves out of situations, musical situations that they would probably like to do. You know,
they like to do, but just, you know, they are so big that they can't really ask us too
low. They can't do it because their other employers would be like, how come you're doing that? And I'm paying you all this money and you're going to play with.
That's right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it gets awkward, you know?
Yeah. That's tricky. But anyway, I had that. Then short story on next record. Next record is, originally I recorded about 2013. And recorded in LA because I want to record it in LA. And I hire Lamar Carter, drummer, and Travis Carlton. And then probably one of your, you know, favorite drummer too, you know, James Garrison. I have to hire him. So I play with James Garrison, funk, slow blues, once again, shuffle, you know. So that was amazing. Then I decided to have two guitar players. Upcoming great guitar players, Kirk Fletcher and Josh Smith.
Yeah,
so I had two of them each in, you know, 2013. We recorded 3 days. Those are three songs each with, you know, Kirk Fletcher and Josh Smith. The reason I hired this, because this way I don't do overdub. We can't do overdub. We have to record it on the spot, you know. That way, more like a live, you know, and then we did. But then my daughter was in the college, so a lot of money we need for, you know, tuition. So I decided, okay, I can release now. Just forget it right now. Release in 2019 later. Mm. Yeah, just because I just didn't have enough, you know, budget to do it. Then I released it. But that's again, you know, I went to LA, no amp. I borrowed one amp from Two Rock, and then I was talking to John Mayer, and I told John, maybe we should meet in LA. And he said, what are you doing? I'm really recording. So you need an amp. You know? Yeah. I have a few amps that you can borrow.
Oh, that's all cool. Right. Yeah.
I said, can I, you know, dumble all the ass? You know, yeah, sure. Then, you know, his gear guy just showed up and set up at the studio. We recorded, and then after that, they picked up, and amazing. So professional.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah, that's cool. So that's what happened. That album, you know, I have James Garrison, I have Dumbo. And the entire album, I play only one guitar, not 65 strat.
Nice.
Yeah, because that was my dream. Okay, one guitar and just do all the songs. You
know? Yeah.
That's it.
I can't wait to hear it. I haven't heard that. But I know those. Please, yeah. Travis is a friend of mine, and he's a great player.
Travis is great.
He and Gats.
So Gats and yeah, we play Gats. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did Gatson have that crazy wig thing on? Did he show up with the crazy?
Oh, yes. He has.
You know, I have this older instructional video that you probably know these guys. We talked about June, right? In June Yamagishi in New Orleans.
June Yamagishi and Cole.
I didn't know the other guys, but they were. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, they played together. Right?
That's a great instructional video. Gatson and those guys are playing through all those.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love that.
Yeah. We can talk forever you know, about the rhythm guitar, and, because we have so many common about
that. Yeah. Well,
how about your album?
My album?
Yes. Did you release?
I have
right?
Four albums. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So kind of same. Like I have about four. Yeah, yeah.
But I went through similar things with drummers. You know, different
you
guys.
Did? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I had worked with Jim Keltner on this album for Jewel that never came out, actually. It's a shame. Oh. And it was out here in L.A. I'm in L.A. right now. And we did it at Sunset Sound, and I was recording, and I was set up
Sunset
next to
Sound.
Jim for a week.
Oh,
and he kept commenting on my rhythm playing. He's like, man, I really like it. You know, here's my number, and keep in touch. And and then I said, man, I'd love to record with you one day. And but like you, I didn't want to. I'd heard all these stories. And so I just kept in touch with him, and I called him. And he ended up playing on two of my records.
Oh, wow.
And then the one before that, I had, Zigaboo Modalese is on some. Richie Hayward from Little Feet is on some of it. Johnny Vidakovic, one of my favorite drummers in New Orleans.
So we have a similarity.
Yep.
Very picky about the drums,
yep,
right?
Very picky. To me, it's all about the drums, man.
Yeah.
And I would write tunes specifically for, like that, that record is called Grease, well, no, that one's called Dirty Power. And that one, I specifically tried to write the tunes kind of cast around the drummers, kind of like I was making a movie, you know what I mean?
Same way,
similar, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was, exactly, yeah. Oh, wow, that's great. Jim Keltner, amazing.
Yeah, and his sounds are amazing.
Who's bass player?
Well, Hutch Hutchison played a lot on that record. I played bass on some of it. Who else is on that record on bass? I can't remember.
I'd love
man.
To hear that.
I'll get you some copies of. But I'm working on a couple of things right now. I'm just sort of.
Oh yeah.
Just stockpiling music, you know. But
yeah.
I'm trying to get.
I see. I did a few songs actually. His name. He's a like composer, guitar player, arranger. He does a lot of pop music in Japan, and it turns out he was my fan for many years. So this is about around pandemic. So I write song, you know, and then I make a video about the groove. Then he write a song around it. So ended up we make a song. And then
that's great.
Play a melody and a solo. It's almost like a Japanese, sounds like a Japanese anime music.
Mm-hmm.
That's his good at. So we try to do that, and I have about 5-6 songs, but never really released it. Because that's the part, I'm not good at it. I don't do engineering, I only do record. Mm-hmm. So I have to do somebody to engineer whole thing. Then so I just, you know, one of those, I have to do it, but I didn't really finish it. But I have something like that.
Yeah, well, I think it's important just to keep creating, you know.
Yes.
But so primarily we were talking in Boston, we were driving around, and you have such a large group of students and Instagram. You have that whole thing so together. I mean, how long ago did you start the like social media? And because that, you know,
okay,
that's something I know nothing
about.
Yeah,
like YouTube, I started when people start playing making YouTube. I had no idea about what is YouTube, but I just did. Every time I go to tour in Japan, you know, I post few video from that, and I never really thought I should really post my lesson. Just because lesson is my sort of my job, you know, so I can't really give that free. But then a lot of people doing lessons, and I understood because they do lessons because they have their own thing selling. So like almost use YouTube to promote things. And I learned even you teach a lot, you know, detail, nobody watch whole.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey.
Mm.
That's funny. I just do something really detailed, but then people really don't take the advantage of it. Really funny, because that's a free thing. They just go a couple minutes and just jump, and you know. Anyway, so that's, you know, and then that's, I already doing that since 2007, I don't know, long time ago.
Mm.
And then YouTube, Instagram, I didn't want to do Instagram because already I have a Facebook, I have a little bit Twitter. I didn't know how to do that. Twitter, Facebook, and then YouTube. And then one of my students, his name is Gabby, and he said, Tomo, you should do Instagram because people really enjoy it. I said, no, I don't want to do, you know, like that too many, you know. But then we do lesson. And I show something like kind of funky, like, I make a video like that, you know, 1 minute. Then, gave it to Gabriel. And then he said, why don't you post that on the Instagram? That homework? And then we post it, and I get a lot of comment.
Yeah.
And then I was almost like, you know, posting students' homework, actually. That's how I started. And then I noticed more than my students, everybody else watching.
Mm.
Then every time I do lesson, like, you know, like, for example, like something like that, I teach. Once again, I just make a video and I cut the beginning and ending. I just post it. That's how I started Instagram. Then gradually, 10,000 followers going more and more. And then by the time, really funny, I can see somebody has 100,000. Amazing. And I remember a few guys I follow. How would you do that? 100,000, you know? And I start, like, you know, posting more and more, and sometimes I don't really get too many views, but then I start understand I have to do something a little bit funny things, something more mistakes sometimes, because then people really resonate more, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Instead of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good feeling. So I start playing something a little bit, like, you know, not good. I start posting. Do you understand?
Yeah, it's just funny.
Yeah, it's funny because, and I said, this is, I don't like to post this one, but if I post, I feel embarrassed, and then I practice more. You know? So that's why I start doing this, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, really funny. Right after that, I noticed those people who I thought amazing, I went over a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
Wow. Just because I differences, those guys were doing posting these, but they spent so much time editing videos. Then they're into more writing songs and stuff. So they forget social media part. They only do whatever they want to do, okay? So they went first like that, and then ended up by going really far. I have 379,000 followers.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Sugoi.
Sugoi. Arigato.
Or as the young people, sugo.
Sugo. Yeah, I like that. Uma.
Uma.
I use that one. So anyway, so that's how I, basically, I appreciate one of my students who recommend me to do Instagram, and I tried it, and then I just pushed it. Yeah. And then what happened is, before pandemic started, I started my own business called Guitar Wisdom with my brother-in-law. And then we need to promote to do that, right? So then that's when I start a little bit more pushing, you know, YouTube and Instagram. Now YouTube, I have 603,000.
Wow, amazing.
Thank you. Just because that, well, being a musician, being an educator, social media is important because that's how I advertise to into the world.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
also bits of things like, you know, I make money from, you know, like selling, you know, music
mm-hmm.
through,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of different platforms every mm-hmm. month. And the funny, if I teach my original music, then all of a sudden I make more money from those, you know. So I understood about whole thing. Usually artist has manager, manager has production, production has, you know, people who promote these. I'm doing everything myself, you know.
That's the way it is these days. Yeah, you have to do everything.
We have to do. But if, in a way, it's kind of fun because everything I do is come back to me.
And you have control over everything. You're not waiting for somebody to call you for a gig or something, you know.
Yeah. So now it's great because somebody offered me, you know, teaching gig, you know, session mm-hmm. gig, mm-hmm. or, you know, festival. Now I can negotiate the money and everything. So it's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and yeah, so easy. It's a nicely to survive.
Yeah, you know.
Nice, yeah. I like that.
That's a really interesting story you have, man. To come to a U.S. and, you know, build a whole career like that. It's interesting to.
Thank you. Yeah, I think one thing I proud of myself. I brought one guitar, one suitcase. I have more shit now.
Well, that's just natural.
Natural.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I had one guitar, one pedal, you know, now.
Yeah, oh my God.
Dude, it's so, you know, there's so much stuff in this room. If you saw
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's a little too much, yeah. But it's funny. Yeah.
I got one for you.
Talk about more and more. You know?
Well, I got one. Here's a little something I'll try to test you. So you love Nile Rodgers, and you know way more about Nile Rodgers than I do, I'm sure.
No, I don't know so much about real thing. But okay, go ahead.
Well, it's just a little name that tune thing. See if you know a little trivia.
Yeah, okay,
so
okay.
See if you know this is a guitar part that Nile Rodgers did. It's not chic or anything like that.
Okay.
So it's 2, 3.
I don't know.
It's Hall & Oates, and it's called.
Really, he did that.
Yeah, Adult Education.
Wow. So.
What you need is adult education.
Wow, that's really neat part, really.
It's a real cool part. It's all A minor.
But right.
But the trick is, like, he's doing this. It's kind of tricky to hear it.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you know. Really great takeaway from Nile Rodgers is. Like when I heard, like, you know, I'm coming out.
And oh, then, I love that too.
Yeah,
man.
But the funny part is, you know, I copied that when I was a teenager, without a lot of knowledge. So I made up proper. I have no idea what degree or, you know, function, but what? So that's like most people would. Like that, right? But then, so what happened is almost a melody.
Oh, yeah.
So almost like triad voice reading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then when I play A minor, I start using this A minor duh, because mm-hmm. that's from his influence. Instead of A minor.
Yeah, you put it up an octave, put the seven up an octave.
Yeah.
It speaks better.
Exactly. So always I play A minor. Like, so mm-hmm. like his thing is it's a little jazzy. That's mm-hmm. what he does. Mm-hmm. You know, he mm-hmm. has one note in a triad mm-hmm. or something, like mm-hmm. two notes. But that's really cool. He plays on now. Wow.
Yeah, I think he produced that song. Yeah.
Oh, he produced it?
Yeah, and I met him a couple of times at North Sea Jazz Festival. He was going to sit in on the tune, but I don't know what happened. But
oh, really?
But it was you could tell it's like just. Direct into the console, that sound.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's like
then,
that kind of just
right.
No air, you know, and it sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds
but
good
it's,
like
it's,
that.
You know, right in your face. But
just
cool,
a DI,
though.
You know.
Yeah. But that's cool, yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, real but you
tight.
Do really great. Those are two notes comping so clean.
Well, that's really not a New Orleans rhythm thing. It's more kind of slop, kind of down here.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, like we were discussing earlier, mm-hmm. those kind of triads, it's tighter.
Right.
You know, it's tighter.
Right, right.
Just a couple of notes is all you need, you know?
Yes, that's true. Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sometimes I teach people, like, you know, like A minor, like the trap.
Oh, that's nice.
More like piano.
Yeah.
So you go.
Nice.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I have to learn that, man.
So sometimes, like a triad, you know, D, C, D, C.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And you know, I've always said one of my favorite guitar players of all time and a lot of other guys, you know, like, top of my head, Eddie Van Halen for rock playing. His
guitar
solos and everything were unbelievable. But his rhythm playing was so great, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
true. His pocket and his internal clock. And I think guys that are really great lead players are...
Yeah, usually great.
They're usually, usually, not always, but...
Yeah, no, right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody like Ritchie Blackmore, not so much. He doesn't really play rhythm like the way
he
plays more that kind of thing. Like,
yeah. Unison, I mean, Jimmy Page is great rhythm. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that? The crunch or whatever that was.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think we have to really, like, you know, play guitar, talk, and sit down, you know, yeah.
I would love to do that. That's the way I prefer to do it, but...
Exactly. That's
This was pretty good. You're in Boston, I'm in LA, and we're sitting here talking.
I know, that's great. I know,
unbelievable.
Boston, that's great. Communicating.
Yeah.
Well, so how long you can stay home now, till next time?
Oh, God, I'm here until... I mean, I don't have to do any touring or anything until the fall.
Fall, huh?
Yeah, but I'm gonna go like and do some gigs and some recording things. So I'm basically gonna be in LA for the next few months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I noticed sometimes you play where it's big Porero, right?
I'm going to play there in September with Travis, actually. He's playing bass.
Travis, oh, great.
We were going to do a different project, but I think that one is already booked.
Different project? Oh, really?
Well, I have another project, a trio with Tos Panos, drummer, and Jürgen Carlson, bass player. Mm. And that's a different kind of project. That's more a vocal rock thing with still tons of solos. But I think this other project was booked first, so I'm going to play with these other guys, and it's fun, man. We do a lot.
Oh, really? That's
do a lot great. Of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man. Well, anyway, let's keep in touch and let's do some duet or something.
We'll
do some kind of
duet.
But
I love your playing. Everything is so good. You know,
likewise. Tomo, arigato. Kyo wa hontou ni tomo arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato.
Thank you for listening, my bad Japanese.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon.
Soon. All right. Arigato. Thank you.
Arigato. Bye. Janmata.
Janmata.